When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
Once upon a time there was a railroad line. Don't ask where, brother, don't ask where. It was a road to hell. Oh, it was hard times. It was a world of gods and men. It's an old song.
It's an old song.
It's an old tale from way back when. It's an old song.
It's an old song.
And we're gonna sing it again. Now on the road to hell, there was a railroad line. And there were three old women all dressed the same. And they was always singing in the back of your mind. Everybody meet the fates. Now on the road to hell there was a railroad station. And a man with feathers on his feet. Who could help you to your final destination, Mr. Hermes? That's me. It's a sad song.
Sad song.
It's a sad tale. It's a tragedy. It's a sad song.
It's a sad song.
I'm singing anyway. Now on the road to hell there was a railroad line. And a lady stepping off a train. A suitcase full of summertime, Persephone by name. There was a railroad line on the road to hell. There was a young man down on a bended knee. And brother, thus begins the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice.
That is The Road to Hell for some, and The Road to the 2019 Tony Awards for the rest of us. That is Hadestown. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Tony Time Hamlet of Southampton, New York. And tonight is, if you're a Broadway musical fan, maybe not the biggest night of the year, certainly one of them. This is the night where all the shows that opened on Broadway, of course, in the 2018-2019 season congregate at Radio City Music Hall to be broadcast on CBS and see which show wins that the gold ring for Best Musical of 2019. And one of the things we've noticed over the years is the Tony Awards are not only, you know, unexpected, as I guess all award shows are, but the fact is you can watch the show and get a sense of what's out there. And it's a great Broadway sampler. And as a way of serving up a Broadway buffet, we have today's show. So we're going to try to scrape together as much as we can of the major performances that are nominated this year. A little difficult because not every show has an album out yet. We had a lot of late nominees to the field. So their albums are actually going to come out, I don't know, in a couple of weeks. But we will, of course, get them to you, dear listeners. Let us go to the category of Best Supporting Actress in a Musical. And this is I think, a pretty super-duper category. Mary Testa as a fantastic Ann Eller in Oklahoma. Sarah Stiles, just hilarious in Tootsie. Lily Cooper, wonderful in Tootsie, but we're going to hear the two we have. This is Ally Stroker as a quite unconventional Ado Annie from this knockout, incredibly provocative revival of Oklahoma, which if you're at all interested in musical theater, you got to go see. Love it or hate it, got to go. Circle in the Square. Here is Ally Stroker.
It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do. I knowed what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I hear a lot of stories, and I reckon they are true, about how girls are put upon by men. I know I mustn't fall into the pit, but when I'm with a feller, I forget. I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say nicks. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss them back. Just a fool when lights are low. I can't be foreseeing quaint. I ain't the type that can faint. How can I be what I ain't? I can't say no. What you gonna do when a feller gets flirty and starts to talk party? What you gonna do? Supposing that he says that your lips are like cherries or roses or berries. What you gonna do? Supposing that he says that you're sweeter than cream. He's gotta have cream or die. What you gonna do when he talks that away? Spit in his eye? I'm just a girl who can't say no. Can't seem to say it at all. I hate to disappoint a beau when he is paying a call. For a while I act refined and cool, sitting on the velveteen settee. And do for him what he would do for me. I can't resist a Romeo in a sombrero and chaps. As soon as I sit on their laps, something inside of me snaps. I can't say no. I'm just a girl who can't say no. Without the mistletoe,
than hanging around this old man hole is bringing you down. 6 feet under, getting under your skin. Cabin fever is a setting in. You're stuck crazy, stuck in a rut. You could use a little pick me up. I can give you what it is you crave. A little something from the good old days. I got the wind right here in a jar. I got the rain on tap at the bar. I got sunshine up on the shelf. Allow me to introduce myself. Brother, what's my name? My name is
A Lady of the Underground.
Brother, what's my name?
A Lady of Waves, A Lady of Bees.
Brother, what's my name? My name is
A Lady of the Upside Down.
Wanna know my name? I tell you my name, Persephone. Let me guess, it's the little things you miss. Spring flowers, autumn leaves. Ask me, brother, and you shall receive. Or maybe these just ain't enough. Maybe you're looking for some stronger stuff. I got a sight for the sorest eye. When's the last time you saw the sky? Wipe away your tears, brother. Brother, I know how you feel. I can see you're blinded by the sadness of it all. But look a little closer and everything will be revealed. Look a little closer and there's a crack in the wall.
That was Amber Gray, nominated for Best Featured Actress in a Musical, playing Persephone in Hadestown. What a category, and boy, I gotta say, I'm gonna be very impartial. My heart goes out to Amber, because she was one of my students at NYU, so we wish her the very best. And if we turn over to the Best Featured Actor in a Musical category, I have practically nothing to play for you, because a lot of the nominees are on albums that have not been released yet. But I think the smart money is going to go on Andre DeShields, another good friend of ours. We devoted a whole show to Andre, I think 2 or 3 years ago, here on Broadway to Main Street, and he remains one of the most indefatigable and unique talents on the Broadway stage. Well, we can turn to leading actress in a musical, because we have a good chunk of the nominees here in that category to play. This is from The Prom, a new musical, a musical comedy, kind of old school, a little bit sort of like Pajama Game meets Dear Evan Hansen, I don't know. It's got two sort of intertwined stories about a young girl who wants to go to the prom, her high school prom, with her girlfriend in a very conservative town, and that causes a lot of uproar, and a band of very egotistical actors fly out from New York to make it their cause. It seems improbable, but it's a lovely show. Here is Caitlin Kanunen, nominated for Best Actress in a Musical for the lead character in that show, Emma. And let's see how she's trying to function in her high school. And then we'll hear another Best Actress nominee from the same show.
Note to self, don't be gay in Indiana. Big heads up, that's a really stupid plan. There are places where it's in to be out, maybe San Francisco or thereabout, but in Indiana, without a doubt, if you're not straight, then guess what's bound to hit the fan? Just breathe, Emma. Not everyone is that repressed. Just breathe, Emma. It wouldn't be high school without a test. Just close your eyes and count to 10. Go to your happy place and then try not to combust. Just breathe.
Hey, Emma. Who's this girl you were gonna bring to the prom anyway? I didn't know we had more than one lesbo in town.
You don't know her. She's new here.
Like an exchange student?
Maybe.
Well, then why don't you, like, exchange her for a guy?
Too nice!
Note to self, people suck in Indiana. Leave today, pray the Greyhound isn't full. Who knew asking out a girl to the prom would go over just like an atom bomb and make things much worse with your dad and mom? And who'd have ever thought that could be possible? Just breathe, Emma. Picture a beach with golden sand. Just breathe, Emma. Picture a Xanax in your hand. Try journaling or start a blog. Just end the sinner monologue. Seethe if you must, but just breathe.
Okay, I just got off the phone with the state's attorney. Like I suspected, she thinks this is a civil rights issue. This is a big deal, Emma.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
We'll get through it. Take a sec, relax, come in when you're ready.
Just breathe, Emma. Remember that thing called oxygen. Just breathe, Emma. Look at the crazy state you're in. Just smile and nod, although they're jerks. Say namaste and pray it works. And like we've discussed, just
don't give up hope. You ask, is she perfect? My answer is no.
I know what you're doing.
Her range needs expanding. Her edges need sanding. But she can become a sure bet. So I'm begging you, sir, give up on her. Yeah.
You're trying to appeal to the fan in me. Well, it won't work. I'm not a fan anymore.
The lady's improving so much that she gloats. I know you've got standards. Feel free to give notes. There isn't an issue, and that's why I wish you could see. There's no
Seriously, Dee Dee, this is unsettling. It's like a fantasy I don't want to have.
Everybody thinks that I've got some kinks that I'll never work out. Even you're inclined to think I'm unrefined. But I promise with some time that my aptitude will climb. And you leave your doubts and disbeliefs behind. The lady's improving, removing all doubt. She has hidden charms that are sure to come out. You're bound to discover this book's not her cover. So don't make a move.
Well, don't give up on Beth Level either. There she is, a nominee for Best Leading Actress in a Musical for The Prom. She plays one of those egotistical, eccentric actors who flies to the Midwest to change the world. Always delightful to see her in a show. Well, Hadestown is sort of chugging down the track as sort of this, you know, outlier show. That tends to be the case sometimes in the Tony Awards. You get a big commercial hit, and then you get the one that's kind of off the beaten track that sort of intrigues viewers and voters and nominators. So who knows? But Hadestown has a good head of steam coming charging down Broadway. It had a production at the Royal National Theatre in London en route to Broadway. And in that production, Avril Nobezada took over the part of Eurydice. So we don't have her on the album yet, but we do have her from a track, I think, that was stolen from YouTube. Don't tell anyone. Anyway, here she is, a Tony-nominated actress for All I've Ever Known from Hadestown.
Oh, knows you're someone I have always known. I don't even know you now. I want to hold you close. I don't want to ever have to let you go. Now I want to hold you tight. I don't want to go back to the lonely road. Say that you'll hold me forever. Say that the wind won't change on us. Say that we'll stay with each other, and it will always be like this. I'm gonna hold you forever. The wind will never change on us. Long as we stay with each other, then it will always be like this.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. And you'd love me like you used to do.
If I could turn back time,
my world was shattered, I was torn apart. Like someone took a knife and drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, then and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind, but darling, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay.
If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. And you'd love me like you used to do. Oh, if I could turn back time.
If I could turn back time. Well, no, that was last week. We did the 50th anniversary of the Tonys 50 years ago in 1969. Well, that, of course, was Cher, or at least Cher embodied by Stephanie J. Block and the Cher Show. The smart money seems to be on her to win a Tony for her very accurate portrayal of Cher. Stephanie has also been, you know, around the block, I guess. I didn't really quite mean to say that. I was supposed to see her as Elphaba in the touring production of Wicked about, golly, 13 years ago when she got knocked out in the flies in Toronto. I saw her understudy. Anyway, we wish her well. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, handicapping tonight's Tony Awards, which will be broadcast at 8 p.m. on CBS from Radio City Music Hall. And if you're a music theater fan, you'll want to watch that. And even more, you'll want to listen to the rest of our broadcast, or perhaps replay it even. Which you can do off of iTunes the minute we get off the air to handicap tonight's program. Well, best leading actor in a musical. We actually have a decent number of recordings. This is something that hasn't even been released yet, but that's what we do here at Broadway to Main Street. Here is Alex Brightman playing the the titular, the eponymous character in Beetlejuice, in the whole being dead thing. The opening number from Beetlejuice, Alex Brightman.
Hey folks, begging your pardon. Excuse me, sorry to barge in. Now let's skip the tears and start on the whole, you know, being dead thing. You're doomed, enjoy the singing. The sword of Damocles is swinging. And if I hear your cell phone ringing, I'll kill you myself. The whole being dead thing. Death can get a person stressed. We should have carpeed way more deals. Now we're never gonna see them. I can show you what comes next, so don't be freaked. Stay in your seats. I do this bullshit like 8 times a week. So just relax, you'll be fine. Drink your $50 wine and take a breath.
Welcome to a show about death.
You're gonna be fine on the other side. Die, you're all gonna die, you're all gonna die.
I'll be your guide to the other side.
Going full disclosure, it's a show about death.
Everybody gets on fine gear like Roger's heart and Hammerstein. The women's bathroom has no line here. Just pee where you want. The whole being dead thing. You're just gonna love the folks here. Yeah, I know you're woke, but you can take a joke here. And every show I do like a ton of coke here. The whole being dead thing. Nobody is bulletproof.
I work out, I eat clean.
Jesus, pass the Dramamine. Time to face the brutal truth. Cause we're all on a hit list. Till Christmas, choked to death on Triscuits. Hey, that's just statistics. So take a little break here, kinda like a wake here. The scenery is fake here, but there's a giant stake here.
Welcome to a show about death.
You're gonna be fine. Thank you. On the other side, how you doing?
This is a show about death.
It's taboo, funny, talky, something new. There's nothing radical, professionals can do. So maybe just feel you.
If you die while listening to this album, it's still gonna keep playing.
There's no destiny or fate.
Just a terrifying waste.
Group of people that you hate. And all the certainty the universe kills you.
That's the thing with life. No one makes it out alive.
It's awful, ain't it tragic? Blah, blah, Bible, Jesus, magic.
When you're dead, who gives a shit? No Pilates, no more yoga. Namaste, you freaking posers. From the cradle to cremation, death just needs a little conversation. I have mastered the art of tearing convention apart. So how about we all make a start on the
show up!
Between 1963 and today, there have been 24 temptations. The whole is always greater than the sum of its parts. Oh, we've outlasted so many groups, and it cost something. Maybe everything we had. But you can't do much better than being called the number one group in the history of rhythm and blues. That's what we did together. Blue, Corn, Paul, Ruffin, the foundation. I never meant to be the last one standing. Thought my brothers would live forever. But I guess the only thing that really lives forever is the music. Temptations, and I wonder what new mountains they'll climb. And whatever their journey, they'll always have our foundation. A little bit of funk. Oh, a lot of love. A well of soul. And some of the smoothest moves ever known of five men and a mic.
That was Derek Baskin holding down the foundation as Otis Williams in the group The Temptations, and Ain't Too Proud, another sort of, you know, horse that might run through at the last minute in the Tony Awards. Well, this revival of Oklahoma is going to be recorded. It's going to come out late in June. We'll talk more about that when the album is out. But here is Damon Downo, who plays Curly and also plays his very own guitar in this fascinating stripped-down version of Oklahoma. He is a nominee for Best Lead Actor in a Musical.
When I take you out tonight with me, oh honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest gig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese will scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe, see how it flutters when I drive the mastiff and strutters. Mosey popes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Oh, two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
I'm oddly excited. Perhaps that's because, although it shouldn't matter, it somehow does. It's strange, but I feel like I'm in a time machine. 'Cause guess what? It's like I'm suddenly 17. So book a white limo, uncork the dom. After 29 years, I am finally going to prom. I once thought a night like this wasn't in the cards. Now I've got a date, a tux, and the whole nine yards. A rational person would just stay calm. Oh, since when am I rational? Where is going to prom? Prom! I wish I could tell that sad kid I was to stop crying into his Cheetos. They say it gets better. Guess what it does? Who cares if you're a big old girl? Just get into that gym and twirl. Barry's going to the... to the freaking prom! To the prom. In showbiz, I never felt such a thrill divine. My date is a high school lesbian, still it's fine. And though it's been years, I might call my mom and tell her that though it's overdue, all of my waiting is over too. And if you're not happy, I'm over you, 'cause Barry. Yes, Barry! Look at me, Mom! Barry's going to... prom!
Well, from the prom, Barry is going to prom, and Brooks Eshmanskas is going to the Tonys tonight to see if he will collect the award for Best Lead Actor in a Musical. He gives a fantastic performance, probably, though, the most virtuoso-est-ic performance this year in a musical has to be Santino Fontana as Michael Dorsey / Dorothy Michaels in Tootsie, an amazing performance of a quite wonderful musical comedy. Again, we'll get to hear some of the official cast album in the weeks to come. But here is the end of Act One. Focusing on Santino Fontana's amazing performance as Dorothy Michaels in Tootsie.
Michael, what's your end game for all this? If the show is a hit, you're going to be Dorothy Michaels for a long time. Michael Dorsey is gone.
Michael is not gone. I am Dorothy. Dorothy is me. It's coming out of me. I'm experiencing these things, Jeff.
Listen to me. No, you're not.
This show is making me a Broadway star. There are no limits. Dorothy can have it all. Play the great roles. That list I made... it didn't begin to dream big enough. Michael Dorsey, the man with the scheme and the master plan. Couldn't beg, buy, or borrow his dream, but now Dorothy can. 'Cause she's got me flying like a bird. So how to describe it? Only one word, unstoppable.
You're living in a fantasy, my friend.
Stand aside, 'cause this girl's on a roll, she's unstoppable. Admiration, respect, and control, she's unstoppable. Half cocked and down on my knees, doors locked, but suddenly she's right there beside me. Got control, we're getting big. We took the chance, we took this town. Told you before, show me the door, I'll kick it down. When I put on the wig and the dress, I'm unflappable. You can't start to chart Dorothy's success, it's unlappable. Like the thrust of a hummingbird's tongue, like a beer keg that's blown out its bung.
Respect and control, she's unstoppable.
the whole world over soon. Unstoppable. No use trying to burst my balloon. Unstoppable. No more waiting, cause this is my time. There's no mountain these heels can climb.
And Santino Fontana may prove to be unstoppable tonight at the Tonys. Ain't Too Proud, the musical review story of the Temptations, very much in the Jersey Boys mode, is also gaining a lot of steam for tonight. Let's hear one of the finger-popping, swaying, absolutely infectious hits from that show and from the work of the Temptations.
Can turn the great sky blue.
I can make it rain whenever I want to.
Oh,
I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make a ship sail on dry land.
But my life is incomplete. I'm so blue, cause I can't get next to you.
Can't get next to you, baby.
Dennis Edwards is our new temp. Oh, we weren't sure what folks were gonna think about that. Ruffin fans might abandon us for sure. But after picking up a few more Grammys and selling our concerts, we knew we hadn't lost our folks. It was sad to let Ruffin go. But I can't lie, we didn't miss his shenanigans. And we didn't have to. Every now and again, we'd be in the middle of a show. And this brother would come from nowhere and grab a mic.
Well, at Broadway to Main Street, we get you as next to the Tonys as you could possibly get other than a seat at Radio City Music Hall. So I hope you enjoyed today's buffet, listening to as much as we could of the nominees for this year's 72nd Annual Tony Awards. Interesting. we will keep our fingers on the pulse of obviously what happens there. But as these shows roll out, we'll have the cast album to Tootsie. Maybe there'll be a new Hadestown. I think there might be the revival of Oklahoma, the revival of Kiss Me Kate, which we barely touched on. And we'll be able to play those for you through the summer months. A couple of other things to think about if you put it on your docket, besides watching the Tony Awards tonight at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, June 26th, for those of you out on the East End, I will be speaking at the Rogers Memorial Library in Southampton about my book, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America. So stop on by. Just come and see. You don't have to buy a book. You can just sit there and listen to me wax and wane, and it would be nice to meet the folks out here on the East End who hopefully listen to the show on a regular basis. As we get to the finish line, a reminder that Ain't Too Proud, which is the story of the Temptations, Beetlejuice, Hadestown, The Prom, and Tootsie are all in contention for Best Musical tonight on the Tony Awards. One of these strange seasons on Broadway, you have some shows that have nothing to do with each other. Yet we got a review, we've got a musical comedy, we've got an adaptation of a movie, we've got an outlier from off Broadway, we've got a good old-fashioned star-making vehicle musical comedy. Who knows who will take home the Magic Award tonight? But hopefully this will give you a good sense of what you might be rooting for. And you can always listen to our show online at BroadwayToMainStreet.com. And hopefully come back to Broadway and see many, many more shows. Okay, bring your popcorn and cross your fingers. And we'll be together in spirit tonight at the Tony Awards.
I just wanna dance with you. Let the whole world melt away and dance with you. Who cares what other people say? And when we're through, no one can convince us we were wrong. All it takes is you and me. And a song. I just wanna dance with you.
Let the whole world melt away. And
I just wanna dance with you.
All right, people, let's get down to business. We gotta make this place look fabulous.
It's gotta be perfect. Kids from across the entire state are coming. So let's do this right.
One thing you've taught me is how much people enjoy a show. And so you've got me debating how this whole night should go. Kids will be watching to see who every guest is. And so my only request is build a prom for everyone. Show them all it can be done if music plays.
What not failing feels like?
I think so, yeah. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I bought a corset. I'm gonna need help with the laces.
I'll do you. You do me.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.